Many people have contested BC's wolf call. Since it began in January, 84 wolves have been killed by snipers in helicopters. The province says the call is necessary to restore caribou herds in the South Selkirk Mountains and South Peace region. But according to my next guest, new documents show the province's logging industry appears to have had a stake in the call. Gwen Barley is the director of BC's Wilderness Committee. About 6 months ago, she filed a Freedom of Information request. She was delivered the documents last week, and Gwen Barley joins me now on the line. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
What were you looking for when you first made that Freedom of Information request?
What I was looking for in a general sense was how the BC government is managing species at risk in this province. And most people are really surprised to find out that BC has no provincial endangered species legislation, and we have 1,900 species at risk, ranging from woodland caribou all the way down to plants like the phantom orchid.
Okay, if that's what you were looking for,
yes.
What did you all get last week?
Well, what I got back were 64 pages, and a lot of red flags came up when I started reading through the FOI, because what it showed is that the BC government was working hand-in-hand with the logging industry in writing and drafting and creating recovery strategies for species at risk in this province, including caribou, which are a critically endangered species. And one of the big concerns was it appeared that the province was trying to avoid putting further restrictions on logging, so instead they went ahead with an unproven, untested, unethical wolf kill. And it just makes me very, very, very concerned that recovery strategies for species at risk are supposed to be scientific documents that look at what species need to recover and survive in the future.
Again, I just want to set clear here that the discussion was about whether or not the province should expand the protected habitat, right? Is that what this was about?
So the reason why woodland caribou are in crisis in British Columbia is because of the loss and degradation of their habitat. And so what the government was considering, they were saying, on one hand, should we protect more habitat, which is obviously what the woodland caribou need to survive, or will we engage in a wolf call program? And what was happening is the logging companies were saying, were upset if the government was going to put aside more habitat for caribou, and instead they wanted to see the provincial government engage in the wolf call. And they actually said, and I'll read this out verbatim, the actions within the caribou recovery plan have largely been implemented with the exception of effectively managing wolf populations. Industry has criticized government for failing to effectively implement this recovery action and will be very reluctant to forgo additional harvesting opportunities to meet any additional habitat targets. And so that is a grave concern, that you have this horrible wolf call where you have wolves being shot from helicopters, and it looks like the reason why the BC government is engaging in that call is to not step on the toes of the forestry industry.
We know that the forest industry has been worried about its timber supply, so isn't it natural for them to meet with the government if their supply could be affected?
Well, it's natural that the timber industry is obviously going to lobby the provincial government, and they can go ahead and lobby the provincial government. But what they shouldn't be doing is they shouldn't be interfering or contributing to recovery strategies, because, again, the recovery strategy is supposed to be a scientific document. And when you have that science polluted with socioeconomic considerations, then you no longer have a scientific or a biologically defensible document.
And in fact, the background notes, I've seen the FOI
information,
suggests the government would only expand protected habitat after it considers, quote, socioeconomic implications. So what does that mean to you?
Well, that's a big problem, because under the Federal Species at Risk Act, there is a requirement that when recovery strategies are issued, that they do not consider socioeconomic impacts. And here you have the BC government that is has an obligation to produce recovery strategies that are equivalent to the federal legislation. And again, they shouldn't be looking at socioeconomic considerations. That we don't want in British Columbia our recovery strategies for species at risk, whether it's the northern spotted owl or the woodland caribou. We don't want them drafted by the considerations of logging companies, because then you end up with an untenable situation where you don't have science guiding the document, because the whole concern is about reducing the impact on the timber industry. And to give an example, this isn't new, what's happening with caribou not having enough habitat set aside, that the government had the same problem with the northern spotted owl. And about 100 years ago, we had 1,000 northern spotted owls in British Columbia, and that's the only place they're found in Canada. And then the government consulted with the timber industry when the spotted owls started going down because of loss of habitat due to logging. And today, because not enough habitat was set aside, we have just 12 spotted owls left in the wild in all of Canada. And we have to do things differently in British Columbia. We're going to start seeing species wink out before our eyes.
Some of these briefing notes are from last July. Yeah. Is the timing significant at all to this?
Well, I thought it was interesting, the information that I got, because there weren't many exemptions applied to the documents that I got, which is fairly unusual when you file an FOI. And I think perhaps one of the reasons why I got the FOI in the manner I did without having much information removed was, of course, because the Information and Privacy Commissioner came out with a scathing report last week on how the government, the BC government, tries to, mismanage and hide emails and records from the FOI Act. So I think this is one of the reasons why I got an FOI that was actually quite forthcoming with the information that was contained within it. But for anybody who's concerned about species at risk in British Columbia, and most British Columbians are, they should be very, very, very concerned about the logging industry holding hands with the provincial government and having a say in how recovery strategies are drafted in this province. That is just the wrong way to protect species at risk.
Do you think you're fairly able to draw that conclusion from the notes you received?
Well, they talk about, and I do think it is fair to say that they do talk about in the briefing notes about the provincial government aligning strategies with forestry companies with respect to dealing with the obligations of the Federal Species at Risk Act. They talk about the aiming to reduce recovery implementation on industrial development while reducing the risk of federal intrusion under the Federal Species at Risk Act. And so you see Minister Pollock having repeated meetings with the heads of logging companies in regards to species at risk and having habitat set aside to protect species at risk. And I'm very, very concerned about that, again, that the logging companies and the BC government appear to be singing off the same song sheet, when it actually should be the BC government that is leading the charge, that is having standalone, scientifically-based recovery strategies. And again, the documents that I got back from the BC government show that that is not the case.
Okay. Gwen Barley, we'll leave it there for now. Thank you very much for this.
My pleasure.